This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Well, then why should anybody want to become religious? When you have some sickos out there who are not really, wallahi, worried about the deen. They're just worried about their maslak. They're worried about the sect that they belong to. They don't give a damn about the deen. He's not from our group. He's a tablighi. We're going to go for him. And if it was one of your own, I can literally swear the vast majority of you would have defended him tooth and nail. One person makes a mistake and now you're after that person. And if it goes on social media, then there's a hunt. Everybody wants to read about it. Everybody wants to comment. Because you can sit at home and comment and nobody knows. You're behind your computer. But what you are doing is that you are destroying the honor of a believer. And you may get away with it in this dunya. You may have a pseudo account which doesn't have your name on it. Nobody knows who's trolling. But a day will come and you will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything will be revealed. Everything will be revealed. What you wrote and what you said. You know, we behave like we've got no faults. That we've got nothing to hide. When it comes to other people, we behave like we've got no skeletons in our closet. Imagine if all our faults were placed in front of people. If all our skeletons were taken out of the closet and placed in front of people. The truth is, you know and I know, nobody would sit next to us. Nobody would talk to us. But when it comes to other people, subhanAllah, when it comes to ghiba, slandering other people, destroying other people's marriages, destroying other people's lives, their livelihoods, we become heroes. Let me give you an example. Because it happened within our lifetime. Junaid Jamshid. I studied in Pakistan in the late 80s when he belonged to, you know, a Vital Signs, which was, you know, this band was so big in Pakistan. It was so, honestly, this was so big. It was amazing. Everywhere you went, it's a Vital Signs. This guy left all that. And he becomes religious. He goes knocking on people's doors from there to here. Or I would say from here to there. Knocking on the people. And he makes one, he's not an alim. He makes one mistake. He says something regarding Aisha radiallahu anha, which he was not an alim. He knew no better. He made a slip. He apologized. Killed his ego. Apologized. Cried in front of the world. And he was still not spared. Attacked at the airport. Because why? Then why should anybody want to become religious? When you have some sickos out there who are not really, wallahi, worried about the deen. They're just worried about their maslak. They're worried about the sect that they belong to. They don't give a damn about the deen. He's not from our group. He's a tablighi. We're going to go for him. And if it was one of your own, I can literally swear the vast majority of you would have defended him tooth and nail. And then after he passed away, I saw somebody sent me this video where the celebrities and the singers of Pakistan are having some function. And then they stand up and they give Junaid Jamshid a standing ovation. Although they have his pictures with his beard, with his clothes on. And they say that the music industry would have never been like it is in Pakistan without Junaid Jamshid. And they stood up and they had his picture. They knew that he had given up music. He believed it was haram. But they stood up and they still gave him a standing ovation. You have on one side the religious tabqa. And on the other side you have those people who are really maybe knows nothing close to religion. Who are not regarded as religious. And you look at the behavior. Oh, and look at how he died. He was in Jamaat. in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was coming home and the plane crashed. Allah gave him so much izzah that he even died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person spends his entire life serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all we can do is find one fault and we want to bring him down. You and I take one scholar who spent his entire life, one great individual who spent his entire life, one slip of the tongue, and we want to bring him down. You know, I'll tell you what the example is like. You know, you have a glass and you have a drop of urine in a glass. That urine is quite visible in that glass, a small glass. And then you have an ocean, you have a huge river, and in that river, you put the same drop of urine. Can you see that urine in that river? No. That is the example of that person who spent his life in the servitude of Allah, who was a good individual. But we see none of the rest of the river. We just see that one drop of urine, because that one drop of urine is a reflection of your and my sick state. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell us, "Kull ibn Adam khatta'un," that every son of Adam is a sinner. "Wa khayrul khatta'ina at-tawwabun." Everyone sins. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone falls. But the best one is that one who does tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.